The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
An ambassador for the Dogs and broadcasting live from Truist Park every day.
All day, every day.
It's time for Bucks Beat with Buck Ballew.
Welcome back to Bucks Beat for episode 32, which features legendary Mississippi State quarterback John Bond. Bucks Beat is sponsored by Mickey Himes and the GetMickey.com team at Keller Williams. If you're interested in a Lake Lanier property or a home up 400, Mickey is your top choice. Buyers use Mickey. Sellers use Mickey. Call 678-341-7474 or go to getmickey.com, click, and get an expert. Mickey's the man. How do I know that? Well, I play golf with Mickey. He's a buddy. Let me get started with a big thank you to the University of Georgia and the Director of Athletics at UGA, Josh Brooks, for hosting the 1980 National Championship team for our 40th reunion this past Friday and Saturday. Yes, Herschel Walker was there, and the fellowship with this special team was nothing short of amazing. Totally enjoyed it. We had dinner, breakfast, and lunch together, then watched Stetson Bennett and the Bulldogs destroy UAB. I even got to call the Dogs in front of 93,000 at Sanford Stadium, and man, that was fun. This quarterback situation at Georgia has gotten complicated. JT Daniels got dinged up on the first play against Clemson, and since then, there's been some drama. One report had Coach Smart telling Carson Beck he would start the UAB game, but to only tell his parents. Reportedly, Beck also told his high school football coach, who may have leaked this information to the media. And once Coach Smart became aware of the leak, reportedly he changed his mind and gave the start to Stetson Bennett, who went out and the mailman had the game of his life with 12 passing attempts and 5 touchdown passes. Have a day, kid. Now Beck is currently the third-team quarterback and getting very few reps, reportedly heading into the South Carolina game. In other words, Beck could be in the doghouse. Reportedly, Coach Smart has had some of the same issues back when Justin Fields and Jake Fromm were together. During that competition, Kirby put a gag order on the two quarterbacks. Then Fields' dad spoke to the media, and Mr. Fromm chimed in and wanted to know why. You know, no wonder these head coaches want the big reveal to come at game time. You can certainly understand at this point in time. The lesson learned for players and dads: keep your big mouth shut. Carson Beck reportedly might be back in the mix this week, as Stetson Bennett has a little bit of a sore back. So the quarterback drama in Athens obviously continues. And look, if Carson Beck is upset and maybe considering a transfer, which wouldn't be out of the ordinary, you know, these days, my advice to Beck would be get back to work on your game and persevere. This is a little bump in the road. From what I understand, Carson Beck loves being a Bulldog, loves being at the University of Georgia. I'd say tough it out this season, and you can be the Bulldogs' quarterback for the next 2 to 3 years. Both JT Daniels and Stetson Bennett will be moving on after this season.
Bucks Beat.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Joining me now is childhood friend and legendary Mississippi State quarterback John Bond. And one of the great memories I have, Bond, with us growing up in the same neighborhood was we had just played like we were about 10 or 11 years old, as I remember, and we just played like a boys club youth league basketball game. And you told me at the gym, you said, "Hey, man, when we get back home, I'm going to come pick you up in my dad's car." And I was thinking, hey, he's just pulling my leg on this one. So I hear this horn blowing about an hour later, look out my bedroom window, and I see you, John Bond, and you're in your dad's car blowing the horn, waving me on out. And I'm thinking, my goodness, where are we going to go?
Exactly.
And if Big Ben catches me doing this, I'm in a heap of trouble.
Man, he would light you up, wouldn't he? Oh, man, yeah, I wish I still had that car, the 64 Impala.
Yeah, those were good times, man. I remember you guys moving into the neighborhood. What do you remember about that?
I remember the house was a lot bigger than the one we had in Starkville. and it was great, you know. It had a big old neighborhood, no neighbors. We didn't have anybody, you know, like right next door, so. So that was good, and then you and your family just around the corner, and who else was in there? Spencer Fikes. Remember Spencer Fikes?
Yeah, Big and, Gus was in the neighborhood, and boy, we did a lot of playing football on the street back then, didn't we?
If you hit the curb, you're out of bounds. You had to sit on the pavement.
All right, let's talk Mississippi State football. How are the Mississippi State fans embracing Mike Leach? Is that going well so far?
Well, yeah, after last week, you know, it's kind of been, it was up and down last year. And I, you know, because I get in a conversation daily with folks and it's, you know, you just try to hold them in there. Say, look, just stick around. He's going to be all right. He's going to shore this thing up and get us right. And, you know, and I tell you, we've always had a pretty good defense, and we had that his offense with that, we're going to be all right. So, I think they're on board for the most part anyway. But you know how it is with fans. They can be fickle.
Well, I tell you, I think Leach is going to do a good job there in Hale State. They're going to be yelling that out a lot more here with Leach once he gets settled in. But, you know, I think so too. I believe that Joe Moorhead hire, I was completely thrown by that. That was a bad hire to me. That didn't go over very well, did it?
No, it didn't. They were there were other things I think going on, but besides just with the on the football field stuff. But you know, I still keep in touch with Coach Moorhead. He's already offered my quarterback, and so I like him. I like the guy. I think eventually he would have probably worked out because he does a lot of things that Mississippi State has done traditionally, you know, but it's just, you know how it is. It's you got to get over that hump, that initial people leaving and new coaches everywhere and the recruiting part. And you know, it's a big hill to climb.
Man, I was thinking about you yesterday. I was reading through the college football news. And of course, USC has fired Clay Helton, and one of the stories I ran across was that Dan Mullen was interested in the job. Do you miss Dan Mullen in Starkville?
Sometimes, you know, I got to know him pretty good. He was always a good to me, and you know, always had me in his golf tournaments and things like that. So I enjoy being around him. But I have walked into a couple of situations in the coach's office, just surprisingly, and heard some things that I hear he's hard to work with, or for, maybe I should say.
JB,
but he's always good to me.
JB, Hale State, man, you heard that a lot during the baseball season. One of the great baseball programs in college is Mississippi State, and it's been that way for decades. And I was stunned that this was the first national championship that the Bulldogs were able to win out there. How exciting was that run?
Yeah, I tell you what, it was. There was a ton of folks out there. Now, the last time I went to Omaha was in, I think I went in 2013, and that hall out there, and we had, it was loaded up with state folks. I got, you know, a lot of my friends were out there, and they, you know, constantly sending me videos and pictures and all that. So we love Omaha, and yeah, it is hard to believe that that was the first national championship. You know, with back with Raffy and Will Clark and those guys, and Bobby Thigpen, and all of those. You know, we had some great players come through here, but it's that's a tough gig, man, to get through that series and on top. A lot of things can happen, especially with this. You saw what happened to NC State, you know, with this COVID thing, and that just added more obstacles. So I think that was huge, and the Mississippi State fan. I know there was a question floating around here yesterday about, would you trade that baseball national championship for a football national championship? And so that argument's been going around, but I don't think any State fans are going to trade any national championship they get.
John, we had our 1980 National Championship 40th reunion last weekend in Athens, and I want you to know when the guys got together, they made a big toast to you guys taking down Alabama that year, 6-3, as I remember it, and I know Mississippi State fans regard that as maybe the greatest win in Mississippi State football history.
They still bring it up every year. You know, we've got we were supposed to do something last year for it, but the COVID thing kind of put wet rag on it, and so we called it off. And I hadn't heard anything about this year. We got Alabama at home this year, but yeah, it was that was a huge win, and we always had a battle with them. And even the next year, you know, we lost to them 13-10, and had a couple of touchdowns called back during the game. So I mean, it's always. Always something with those guys. You got to beat everybody in the stands and everywhere else. But it was huge for Mississippi State. You know, we hadn't won, beaten them in 23 or 24 years. So, and they hadn't lost a SEC or a game period in over 2 years. So, yeah, that was huge for us.
Did it make you feel better to know that you helped a couple of your homies out with the big win over Alabama?
No question. I just wish we could have beat Florida that year. We lost to them at 6 and, you know, got a touchdown call back down there. And we lost to them by 6. And I wish we could have helped you a little bit more by beating Florida, you know. But I enjoyed the drive over from Jackson to Athens that night, really and truly.
Yeah, we were stunned. We got to see you that night. Got to hug on you a little bit.
Bullet was there waiting on me in the parking lot there when I saw your granddad.
All right,
he was sitting there trying to get radio. He was trying to get scores on the radio, and he's, John, what are you doing here?
Great story, man. We love that one in our family. All right, so now you're a high school head coach outside of Jackson, St. Joe's. How's the season going so far?
We're 2-2. We've got more athletes this year than we've had. We lost our rivalry, which is, you know, the school is a lot bigger. They got about 80 kids, and we got about 40. And so they're a 6A, and we're, you know, 4A. So it's a big disparage in the size of the teams and the size of how many players and all that kind of stuff. So it's. But anyway, we played hard and fought hard, but we are 2-2. We're 1-0 in our district. We've got another district game in 2 weeks, and we'll go from there. But I feel real good about our chances. Feel real good about our chances. We've got some good players.
John, compare the teenagers now to when, you know, we were playing together at Valdosta High. Can you still coach these young men up tough? How different is it?
It is tough. You know, they are so used to being inside, and it's crazy. You know, we were never inside. Your mom would run you out of the house, and my mom would run me out of the house, but we were used to being outside. It's a lot different than it used to be, and the good thing is the ones that want it, you can tell right off the bat because they're in the weight room every day, and they're doing an extra, and they're in these camps all summer long, and so they're getting instruction year round if they want it. It's just getting the number of the ones that want it on your team is the difficult part, and keeping them there. You know, it's a little different attitude these days.
It's time for the Big Three.
Let's roll out the Big Three.
All right, number one, John. Explain how the Georgia high school football experience helped you become one of the SEC's best quarterbacks ever.
I'll tell you what, you know, Buck, when we moved to Valdosta, I was playing basketball. My next door neighbor in Starville was Kermit Davis, you know, the head basketball coach at Ole Miss. So I grew up playing basketball. That's all I did. But when you got to Valdosta, if you didn't play football, you were a nobody. So you being right around the corner. And so y'all all taught me into playing. And I tell you what, the Valdosta part prepared me for being in the SEC. Let's put it that way. That was the toughest conference and the toughest school in South Georgia. And there's a bunch of tough ones down there. So, yeah, it prepared me mentally and physically.
Number two, who was the best football player you played with at Mississippi State?
Golly.
You played with some good ones.
I tell you what, you know, the guy you played with in the Japan Bowl, Glenn Collins, he wasn't bad. And Tyrone Keyes and Johnny Cooks and that defense in 1980 was tremendous. Had some studs on it. But I guess probably, you know, the running backs we had, Michael Haddix, he was like a 6th overall pick. And we had George Wansley. So, I mean, we had some great running backs. And Marty McDowell, he was like the third receiver pick. He was a senior when I was a freshman. And believe it or not, even in the wishbone, caught a lot of balls. But I had some good ones. I would have to say one of those defensive guys probably were the best. You know, Johnny Cooks went right after the Heisman Trophy winner. So it'd probably have to be Johnny Cooks.
All right, number three. Give us your best advice to the current high school quarterback looking to take it to the college level.
I tell you, take advantage of everything that's presented to you. Take advantage of these camps. Take advantage of your coach and your facility, and don't get out of them. You know, I mean, stay in them and work hard. That's all you can do. And you know, speed is the name of the game these days. And if you've got some speed, you can overcome a lot of other ills. So I would say that, and just work on the studying the game and knowing your opponent. So there's a lot to it these days, but you have a lot of tools at your disposal. So I would say use every bit of them.
Coach Bond, wishing you the best the rest of the year, man. Love you like a brother. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Buck. I appreciate you, buddy. Always great talking to you.
Thanks, John.
Bucks beat. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Right now, Georgia's ranked number 2 behind Alabama. The Bulldogs have impressed much of the college football nation with an impressive start to the season. And 2 Bulldogs are totally breaking out big time so far this year. 1 on offense, 1 on defense. 1 a senior, the other one a freshman. 41 sure looks good. That senior linebacker, Channing Tindall, and he's been an absolute force for that Bulldog defense. Leads the team currently with 8 solo tackles. He's got 10 overall. A tackle for a loss, a sack, and a quarterback pressure all in the first 2 games. Tindall's pursuit is absolutely amazing. He plays a search and destroy kind of game from the inside out. He's going to run you down, and he's going to get you down. The closing speed is what is so special watching him play the game, and I'm sure the NFL scouts are paying attention. This inside linebacker trio of N'Kobe Dean, Quay Walker, and Channing Tindall is absolutely awesome. Over on offense, number 19 is making some noise. Freshman H-back Brock Bowers leads the Bulldogs in receiving, and he looks amazing doing it, too. That 88-yard catch and touchdown sprint against UAB was spectacular. The 6 catches against Clemson was huge, as he's making his college football debut that day. This Bulldog is special. Monken has him in motion, which is creating some matchup advantages, and Bowers is certainly taking advantage of it. Brock has been a boost to this passing game with injuries hitting Kyaris Jackson, Jermaine Burton, and Darnell Washington early this season. Tindall and Bowers are off to great starts for the Georgia Bulldogs this year. That's going to do it for this episode of Bucks Beat. Please remember to like and subscribe.
Subscribe to Bucks Beat and get the latest updates every week from the most connected guys in Georgia sports. Follow Buck at BuckBaloo8 on Twitter and check out all the fan podcasts at thepodcastpark.com.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.